joined by Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback Christian Ponder. Good morning, Mr. Ponder. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I haven't stopped smiling since Thursday night.
Well, what's been so good? Khalil Wright, Ellison, Childs, Carlson, Simpson, and free agency. Got to feel good about the offense heading into camps.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got a number of picks in the draft that I'm excited about. A lot of good players that that are going to come in. I think make an impact pretty early on. So. I'm excited about it. I'm very excited for what we did in the draft and what we've done in free agency.
I don't know how much you know about these rookies coming out outside of the Florida State kids, the Bree Sanders, stuff like that. But when you were watching rounds 2 and 3, Christian, when Reuben Randall was dropping to the end of the second round, were you sitting there saying, I wonder if we're going to jump up there and get that guy?
Yeah, I saw him slipping and I wasn't sure what we were going to do. Obviously, I don't know if anyone knows what they're going to do, but I wasn't sure. And obviously, he's a talented kid, and he was close to maybe getting picked up by us. But obviously, it worked out that way. We picked up two different receivers from Arkansas that I think are going to come in and play really well anyways.
You know anything about him? Jarius Wright, Greg Childs, what do you know about Wright first?
I know that he's a fast kid. Ran a great 40, and I remember watching. I watched a couple Arkansas games this past year, and I remember especially Greg Childs standing out as a big time receiver, and a larger body, and I saw him make a few good catches. So we're excited to have those two come in, and I think they're going to get a lot of early playing time, and so I hope they're ready.
I'm not going to claim to be an SEC expert here or anything, but I think if you look back at tape or watch games or read up on these guys, Bobby Petrino, he obviously had that off the field situation within the last couple of weeks. There's that side of it. The other side of it, that man can coach offense, especially at the Division I collegiate level. And I like the system that Wright and Childs come out of translating to the NFL. Do you?
I agree. And Petrino is obviously a great coach, and I'm sure I don't know what kind of offense they did and how complex it was, but I'm sure it was a pretty complex offense. I mean, obviously they brought him up to the NFL level. Didn't last very long, but he was up there. So I think they're going to be well prepared. I think they're going to come in and like I said before, have a pretty early impact and get a lot of playing time early, and hopefully they put in the time. And they sound like great guys. I mean, I exchanged numbers with Greg and kind of talked to him on Twitter. So I'm excited about them.
Any idea how Musgrave wants to use these tight ends? The ones who have been in the league, Carlson and Rudolph.
I don't know. I mean, obviously the tight ends are pretty important in our offense. I mean, Coach Musgraves loved to get the tight ends involved, and we saw a little bit of it last year. I think where they're going to be more involved this year. I think we've got some great ones. I think Kyle's is obviously had a pretty good rookie year, and he's only going to get better next year. And John Carlson, we're happy to have him. He's another a big time tight end, and then we just got the guy from USC, and we got some other guys on our roster. I think they're going to be very involved. I mean, we love throwing the tight ends, especially, I love throwing to Kyle. He was very reliable and such a big target that he creates a lot of mismatches on linebackers and safeties, whoever's guarding him.
Kyle was on The Fan yesterday, Christian, and he talked about his hamstring, the problem he had as a junior at Notre Dame. It kind of lingered, and he makes it sound like running-wise, explosiveness-wise, and even with the suddenness, that he right now is the best he's been in like 3 years.
Yeah, I remember last year, early on in the summer when I was working with him, you could tell that he's almost scared to push to the limit. I mean, that was such a severe injury that, I'd be cautious with it too. I mean, you don't want to rush into things. So now, I'm glad he's healthy. I mean, he looks great. We've been throwing this past week every day, and he looks good. I mean, he looks good. He's such a big-time target that those big tight ends are quarterback's best friend.
Christian Ponder, 9 to noon. I'm Paul Allen. Rhett Ellison from USC. I had never heard of him when we took him. I saw he was 250, so I immediately thought Kleinsaucer Insurance, which I'm sure he is. But then I watched some YouTube on him, and I made a call. He runs routes, doesn't he? It may not be down the field like Carlson or Rudolph, but you can put Ellison out in the passing game a little bit, can't you?
You know, I don't know too much about Rhett. You know, I haven't seen any film on him, but I think we kind of drafted him in the mold to be the next Kleinsaucer. I think he was listed as a tight end / fullback, and yeah. I think he's gonna fill in that role. But it's nice to know that he can run routes. I mean, he can be very versatile, and I'm sure we'll take advantage of him. I mean, he sounds like a good guy. I guess he was crying when he got picked. You love to see that passion. I think that's one thing that you can't really measure in the NFL draft.
There's
guys that have a passion for the game, and it sounds like Rhett has it.
Well, I ain't trying to make him sound like Jimmy Graham or Jermichael Finley, but with the stuff that I watched, it's like with D'Imperio or Nalfahu Tahi before you got here. Those guys would leak out into the flat. You'd get 3 or 4 yards. Maybe they'd make somebody miss, and then you live to fight another down. The stuff that I saw in Ellison, you know, granted it's college football, man, but USC runs a pro offense, and they got a nice quarterback too, is he would be running routes like over the middle and like making little moves in the end zone and everything. And it's the Pac-12, man. They don't have the greatest defenses in the world, but I bet you when you look into this thing, it's a little more than just fullback leak, big guy next to tackle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously you gotta be pretty talented to be starting for USC. So I'm sure he brings some talent to the table, and we'll see what he does when he gets here.
So I'm thinking right now into the veteran camps in a few weeks. Matt Khalil, left tackle. Charlie Johnson, left guard. Sullivan, center. Big time battle for the right guard spot. Schwartz, maybe Fusco and DeGear. Load Holt in a contract year. What do you think of that?
It sounds pretty solid to me. I'm definitely excited about it. I think our offensive line is going to be a strong point this year. And I know they're working hard. They're doing a lot of meetings, making sure that mentally they're in the right place, same as physically. And I'm excited about it. I think our offense is going to show a lot of improvements this year.
Where did you work on your game this offseason?
A lot of different places. Going back and watch a lot of film, I mean, the number one thing for me is decision making. So right now for me, a lot of that's going back through, learning the finer details of the offense, watching a lot of film of other defenses and just kind of figuring this thing out. But I seem to work on my footwork, my pocket presence, being able to throw, not setting my feet and things like that. And I do a lot of footwork stuff. So I've had so many things I got to improve upon next year, but put a lot of work into it, and hard work pays off. So.
Yeah, and isn't it getting the mental / confidence side of it to meet the physical side of it? In other words, maybe the offensive line broke down sometimes last year and you got hit, or maybe you held it too long sometimes last year, and the offensive line maybe looked worse than it was. Just getting all of that stuff to be squared away, right?
Yeah, definitely. The game of football is such a mental game, and you can always practice the physical part, but the mental part is the place that means the most work. And like you said, I mean, a lot of times I got myself in trouble not having the right pocket presence, not holding the ball, holding on the ball too long, maybe escaping out of the pocket too early. And I got to fix those things. And there's a number of sacks that were recorded that said it was the offensive line stat, but it was more, the sack was on me. So I'm excited. There's a lot of things I'm working on, a lot of things I'll get better at, and it'll be improvement next year.
Isn't it unbelievably different right now, Christian? I mean, even first of all, you couldn't go to the facility this time last year. Now you can. I mean, you're heading into camps as a starting quarterback in the NFL. From a leadership standpoint, you couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, it's a lot better than last year. Last year was so different. And this year to be able to be with my teammates and work on the quarterback position with those guys and that leadership position is just so much different. And it's such a better feel with it. And I think everyone else feels the same. So.
As the season rolled on last year, Christian, and you were starting game after game after game, did you find defenses were defending you a certain way? Like you looked at it every week and said, oh, okay, I've seen that before.
No, not really. I didn't see too many adjustments to change, anything regarding me. I think there was a lot of things that they did to put guys in the box regarding Adrian, but... And also, I think they had to deal with, our passing game wasn't too effective a lot dealing with me, but no, I don't think I saw a lot of teams playing me a certain way. I think a lot of it had to do with stopping the run game, you know, stacking the box.
Yep.
With a strong safety or free safety coming down, or playing quarters, so you know, the safeties can be there to stop the run or pass. I think if we have our pass game step it up a little bit, I think they'll take a lot of pressure off our run, and Adrian will be able to hit a lot more longer runs than he did last year.
As a starting quarterback in the NFL, man, you're supposed to thrive under pressure, you know, and it's your second year, and hopefully for the next 10 to 12 years, you thrive under pressure and, shoot, win a Super Bowl. But if you look at the offseason, from Carlson through Simpson through all the guys they drafted, you know, I think you can sit back and say they really went out of their way to get this offense squared away and make sure I have the components to win at a high level. That should make you proud. That's how I look at it. Do you?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm so happy that Rick Spielman, GM, went that way. Obviously that shows a lot of confidence that he has in me. He's trying to build this team around me as a quarterback. I'm so appreciative of the things that he's done. We're looking pretty good for next year. A lot of people are calling a rebuilding year, but I know that we're not looking at it that way. We're looking at it that we want to win a Super Bowl. We want to win games, and that's what we're here to do, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Christian, thanks for the catch-up, man. Enjoy your offseason, and I'll see you in a few weeks, okay?
Of course, PA. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, see ya. Bye-bye. That's Christian Ponder, starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Call me.